Let's say your small business has a problem. Like maybe one of your doggy daycare customers had an accident. You might say something like,
doggone it!
Hi, Chihuahua!
Holy schnauzers!
But if you need someone who can actually help, just say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And get help filing a claim from your local State Farm agent. For your small business insurance needs, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
This is Jonathan Healy standing in for Andrea Gilligan on Lunchtime Live on this Friday. We're going to take a little break from Storm Éowyn just for our regional roundup. Breakfast briefing presenter Shane Beattie has been perusing the regional press for us. Good afternoon, Shane.
Afternoon, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm very good. You've got some very, very prominent stories this week, including a man who climbed Carán Tool with a door in his back.
Yeah, have you ever done it? I don't mean with a door on your back, but have you ever done it?
You've met me, Shane, so you know the answer.
No, because I can imagine it's pretty difficult to do normally, never mind this. The closest I got was Crowpatrick, which was enough for me never to be repeated. Anyway, the Kerry Man is the story this week, and they say that climbing Ireland's highest mountain, Carán Tool, is no easy feat even at the best of times, but throw in heavy winds, a snowstorm, and a 15kg wooden door on your back for the entirety of the climb, and you've got a right challenge on your hands. But for Meadman Dan Cooney, a trainee mountain leader and a highly experienced climber, this was just another day out. Now, people might think he needs his head examined with this, but he says it's not purely for the fun of it that he went and climbed Ireland's highest mountain with a door on his back. And actually, he tells the Kerry Man it really was unfun, but he did it in aid of two causes close to his heart, dog rescues and mental health awareness. So all about raising money for charity there. But the idea now of doing this in a snowstorm, not pleasant. He says that he got inspiration from the name written on the back of the door, and that kept him going too.
Yeah, can you imagine if you had to be rescued though, explaining yourself to the helicopter crew? Would you mind bringing the door up in the helicopter as well? I wouldn't live the shame.
I think they'd make you leave the door on the mountain. Please leave it behind you.
Yeah, you probably get fined then for littering. We often hear people being rude in consumer environments, but there's a story from Galway Bio about a rude patient who got kicked out of the GP surgery.
Which is quite interesting, because sometimes you will also hear people complain about GP receptionists, that some of them maybe weren't friendly to them or whatever. But this is the complete opposite of that. It's a patient who wasn't friendly. A doctor of surgery in Galway has shared details of an incident where their staff faced verbal aggression from a customer. Now, I don't know what level you need to get to that you're verbally abusing staff in a GP surgery, but in a post on social media, Oran Moore family doctor said that we're not going to tolerate abuse of our staff. And they say that a patient became demanding and rude to the ladies at the front desk when they were asked to pay for that GP visit, but they also had to pay for some GP visits from last year too. So kind of fix up your tab with the GP surgery. And they say, we do not tolerate any abuse from any patient or anybody coming into our practice, especially if it's directed at our front of house team for simply doing their job. Obviously, the surgery felt really moved, because they say this rudeness, arrogance and verbal aggression will not be tolerated. And actually now it's ended up that the patient has to leave the surgery and go and register with another surgery. Not the easiest thing to try and find a GP place these days, though.
Yeah, certainly not. I mean, I do have a huge amount of sympathy for GP receptionists, because they deal with an awful lot of guff, and they can't solve a lot of the problems that people are ringing about.
Yeah.
And there's only so much they can do. So I'm with the receptionists on this one, and you can never tolerate rudeness.
No, well, that's true. And it's also not their fault, whatever price is being charged for medical treatment. It's not the receptionist's fault for that.
Yeah, use it at the ballot box next time. We're staying in Galway, and this story very much reminds me of the robot trees that were installed in Cork to try and remove some of the nastiness from the air. Not quite removing nastiness from the air, but certainly eye-catching in Galway.
It is eye-catching. Not the prettiest of things either, but I actually think it's nice, but other people not such fans. We're talking about new smart benches in the Galway city area, and apparently they're receiving a mixed reaction from members of the public. So we've three benches installed by the council as a trial initiative in Salt Hill, hopefully they're still there today, Ravens Terrace and Air Square. And the smart benches are fully solar powered. And here's why. They need, obviously, you don't need a bench to be solar powered, except that there's a battery backup and free Wi-Fi, which I think is very, very innovative. But the people of Galway, some of them don't agree. People have taken to online platforms to share their views. Now, some say it is eye-catching and a helpful aid for locals and tourists. Others think it's a waste of taxpayers' money, isn't everything? That's what they say online. And concerns, too, that the benches would be vandalised and could lead to social antisocial behaviour. So, just to explain how it works, in case you're wondering, there's free Wi-Fi.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go on.
Can I make an observation, because there's a picture of it in front of me. On a warm day, because the solar panel is the bit where you put your arse, right? On a warm day, would that not be roasting? And when you sit in it, it becomes rather pointless as a seat.
Well, I'd be worried that some people with big arses would block the access to the sun as
I'd
well.
I'd prefer if you didn't talk about it like that, Shane.
Anyway, so you get free Wi-Fi when you sit on this bench, but they also provide wired and wireless charging for devices with USB charging or capable of wireless charging. So it's quite a good idea. It is the future. I'm not sure that I'd go all the way to a bench to charge up my devices, though. And the bench. Yeah. What do you think of? Do you think the benches look nice?
No, they look awful. I'm going to describe it as a vibrant red. It might be in place in Cork. Why they didn't go maroon is absolutely beyond me.
I don't know what
they were thinking.
That's a very fair point. Yeah, they are a bespoke design by Galway City Council, but they may have missed a trick there with the maroon, all right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you should always consult me. That's why I'm a PR consultant. Moving over the border to Clare.
Yes, and speaking of creative designs, students across County Clare have been invited by the County Council to take part in a gritter naming competition. So we all hopefully saw gritters in our area with the recent snow. And Clare has these gritters and they want to name them. So students in County Clare are being encouraged to submit their suggestions of names for seven gritters that maintain the roads during icy conditions. And if you win the competition, your chosen name will be displayed on the gritter. You'll get a certificate of achievement and you get a selfie, a photo opportunity with the vehicle. There's no monetary prize here, but it's the pride of naming a gritter. And the competition is open to all primary schools in Clare. And there are some suggestions already. Are you ready for these names?
They were talking here.
The Grits of Mower, as one example. Also, Gritty Gritty Bang Bang or Luke Snowwalker. There's some of the tips examples.
Excellent. They do this in Scotland, by the way. Every year they name the gritters, and there's a lot more of them up there, as you might imagine, but the Scots are really good at this. Amongst this year's selection, I looked it up, Taylor Drift, Skate Bush, Kevin Fridges, and Stone Cold Steve Frost. And on the Scottish website, you can actually follow them around as they're gritting up there. So
That's very cute.
Definitely ahead of us up
there.
It's a nice idea.
We'll end up with Gritty McGritface, no doubt.
Yeah, 100%. And long may he serve the people of Clare. Finally, and we're kind of staying on an icy theme, obviously the weather-related stories in the regional press reflect the snow as opposed to Storm Eowyn. And this is about an igloo.
Yes, we're going to County Down for this story. We're all one island now. We've the same weather alert, so we'll treat it as one island because four friends with a shared passion for adventure have taken full advantage of the recent cold snap in the past couple of weeks, and they've broke a UK and Irish record in the process. So they built an igloo on top of Slieve Donard, and Stuart Thompson, Dunica Kimber McFionnlock, Ross Clark and Jake McBride took on the challenge in the Mourns on the 11th of January. But the idea apparently had been brewing in Stuart's mind long before this winter. He says it was 2.5 years in the making. He was hiking one of the mountains with a friend during one summer, and from there you could see Donard. And when I was looking over the peaks, I just wondered if anyone had ever built an igloo up there. 2 weeks later, he did a bit of research and found out that it was a local artist who built an igloo on Slieve Muck in 2021, altitude 634 metres or so. So for the last 2.5 years, this has been going around in Stuart's head, and they finally got to build their igloo, and it's beaten an UK and Irish record for it. So really, really impressive. It's 220 metres higher than the highest altitude to date, was 730 metres above sea level. So they're 850 metres in total above sea level with this igloo. They're all in their 20s, by the way. These aren't children.
Yeah, oh no, 100%. They're very sensible looking people doing something slightly stupid. But you know what? They missed a trick. They should have brought your man with the door up.
I know. And then you would have the door for the igloo. Perfect. You could live up there.
I mean, Shane, we should be responsible for these things. We come up with very, very sensible ideas. Shane Beattie, presenter of Breakfast Briefing on News Talk every single Monday to Friday morning from 6 to 6.30. Pleasure as always, Shane. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jonathan. Have a great weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit. Credit to the people.